The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
By the way, didn't appreciate it. Listeners, a lot of listeners.
What?
Sending me the same meme.
About? Yes.
It cut me to the quick.
Okay.
It was a joke, like, hey, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they say the next variant that's coming plays the accordion.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw it a lot. I saw it because people kept sending it to me because they know I play accordion. It's not funny. Okay. I don't know why you're laughing because it's not
it's
funny
my first
at all.
Time hearing
not at
it.
All. Okay, this is, well, have you introduced, go ahead. Yeah. Sherry does the introduction.
And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hanson.
What do you call a magician who's, you know, just lost his magic?
I don't know what.
Ian. Okay. All right, so
Ian
lost his magic, so it's a magician.
That's probably my fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank
I'll take
you.
That, yeah.
Well, I was going to save it.
Okay.
And the way I was going to save it, I remember we had this jingle that I paid for.
Oh.
I wasn't able to afford the vocalist, so I have to sing it myself. But try us again. Like, it'll be way funnier.
Yeah, let's say it with it.
Okay, so here's the joke again. And then watch how much funnier it is when I hit the jingle.
Got it, sure.
All right. What do you call a magician who's just, you know, lost his magic?
What?
Ian. This is the Brant Hanson Show.
It adds something.
Yeah, it still isn't funny, is it? People who are good photographers know how to do this, man. You just rotate that thing a little bit, or you get it this angle on the subject, or this right over there where other people didn't see it. Now we see it differently.
Yeah.
Makes it fresh. Now we can... like look at something like I saw it, but I didn't see that. And now that's beautiful. And I bring that up because the same thing can happen reading the Bible. I'm a big fan. If you've never done this, try it. Get one of those Bibles that does not have the verse breaks in it or the chapter breaks. Because when it reads like a book, you read it differently. Mm-hmm. It's so wild.
Yeah.
But you, well, at least I shouldn't say you, but like it seems more human to me. I'm reading it like that, and it just, again, it refreshes things. You see it from a different point of view. You process things differently. And if it starts like in Luke, he's like, I'm making an account for this because, you know, these other people have done it, but I want to show you what happened. But when you're reading it in prose form instead of broken up with numbers in it, and then Jesus starts doing stuff.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just, it's the slightest tweak. It's just like reframing anything. Something can look okay, but then you put it in a different frame, and it's like, okay, all right, I needed that refreshed. Yeah, you could have your own jingle.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have one, but it's not just for people on the radio now, I don't think. I mean, the great thing is you hit it, and it helps you feel funnier than you are.
Yeah, but in the moment, as a person, like if you're just at a dinner party and you do
Well, yeah, like in radio, you hit it, and then the music starts. Mm-hmm. So it's like you say something funny, and then bam, here's my jingle.
Okay.
That's okay, so it's like, this is the Brant Hanson Show. And then you're gone and the music starts. So you can do one personally, just have it on your phone, play it out on the speaker, you say something funny.
And no one's laughing.
And then you just say your name.
This is.
And it'd be like, I don't know, say your name's like Sarah Davidson. Like you say something funny, nobody's laughing, but then Sarah Davidson. And you have to leave.
Yeah, I would suggest that, yes.
Yeah, so jingle and leave. You know what's wild? God couldn't do anything, right? I mean, I believe that. That's who he is. But he's chosen us as the way to get things done. That's amazing to me. And there's nothing I can do that he couldn't have already done. But he still made us his plan. We're plan A. There is no plan B. We are it. We're his people. He made us in his image to be his image to the world. And we're supposed to do this stuff, and he could do it himself, but that's not the plan. And I mentioned that just to say, don't feel overwhelmed. You can see all the stuff in the world that needs addressed, but God wants to use us, and he's going to give us the power to do it. But we got to say yes, of course. The play is coming up very soon. You want to get tickets now. This is Sherry's live stage play that she wrote and produces it, and she's in it. I'm in it in a cameo role.
Yeah,
but
it's
man,
fun.
The other people who can sing, it's incredible.
We've been doing a lot of rehearsals, and I have been just astounded at the talent. I really am. They are amazing.
It is. It's intimidating for me to be honest. I appreciate you throwing me a bone there, but it is. I'm telling you, like, because it's about race, mm-hmm. and almost everything race now is done in a toxic way. Mm-hmm. And it's discouraging until you see something like this. You're like, oh, the difference Jesus makes.
Yes, that's what it's about.
That's right. That's right. And it's almost like we forgot we need to see it. This is a brilliant way to be reminded of how good God is and see something that's actually hopeful. Your whole family will enjoy it. It is funny and the talent level game is amazing. This is February 26th is the last performance.
Yep.
It's in Bourbonnais, Illinois, Olivet Nazarene University. You can get tickets so easily, and please do. Just go to shine.fm. This is great news if you're somebody who does not know what they're doing.
Overall?
This is, yeah. Okay. I mean, I admit it. I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I have some idea, but overall, I don't know.
Okay.
They say here, if you have a sense of humor at work, you seem more competent.
That's probably true.
It is, but here's the best news mm-hmm. in this. This is from a very reputable journal of personality and social psychology. I've actually never heard of it before,
right.
But it sounds very
it sounds very professional.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Don't be afraid to flop, they say, because bad jokes, as long as they're appropriate, won't harm your social standing or affect how confident people think you are. They may even increase how confident you seem. Confident. So bad jokes.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Because
with that.
You had the nerve to say that thing. Again, gotta be appropriate.
That's what you want people to say at work. I can't believe he has the nerve.
It just feels like a safety net. Like I can go there and if it falls flat, it's like, wow,
he's still confident.
He must be confident. Man, my brain was all over the place this morning. I was trying to do my prayer thing mm-hmm. every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the dog, asking God stuff, talking about stuff with him, mm-hmm. what's going on. And my brain just was popping all over the place.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, work stuff, dumb stuff, mm-hmm. sports stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about this on the show, though. I was like, I got to laugh about it because I know he's okay with me. I haven't always known that, but I know that now. And he's with it, and you know, he's there with that.
Yes.
So I can just keep coming back. This is my experience. Here's what's going on. Wow, man, my brain.
And he's honored with you keep coming back.
Again,
yeah,
the engagement.
I believe that. Yes.
Like, be like, man, all this random stuff popping in my head. How about
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
I know it may seem weird if you're just starting your journey with God, but it really is a thing where mm-hmm. you're walking through life with him together.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I become aware of that, the more I'm actually enjoying this. Okay, we got a problem. I have an accordion ministry that's been on hold for a while because my accordion's been broken.
Yes.
Friend sent me a new accordion.
It's very shiny, too.
It's also broken.
Yeah, it is.
And I have two broken accordia okay. at my feet.
Accordion!
And this one, in case you missed it, this one has two stuck buttons, so it only
plays the same chord.
Plays a chord.
Yeah. Are you gonna do it? Okay.
That's it. All right.
Yeah. And then it holds on there. It's a sustain.
It sustains forever.
Sure, yeah.
So it's just this. That's all it does.
So what does this? How does this bode for your accordion ministry?
I have to write a song.
What?
That you only need this chord.
You don't.
And it's not easy.
Well, we look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like, oh, what?
Sorry. what's this say about contentment? I like this.
I wrote this on a sticky and I took a picture of it, but I don't know who said it. Contentment is not natural or automatic. It must be learned.
Oh, that's good.
That. Yeah. I was talking with a friend about being single. And I was saying contentment is not just going to sneak up and tap you on the shoulder. Like, you are going to have to participate in that, and you grow in it. That's what I feel like Paul was saying in Philippians,
right.
That you grow in it.
Yeah, and just like a lot of growth areas, you put effort.
Yes,
you're
and
bringing
discipline.
That to mind.
It takes a lot of discipline.
Remind yourself of what's true.
Yes, yes,
repeatedly
yes, yes.
Putting your attention on it. That is a good quote. What is it again?
It is contentment is not natural or automatic.
No, I'm doing this for a reason.
Contentment is not natural or automatic. It must be learned.
Must be learned. TM Brant Hansen. Oh, I love this. I love it. We always talk about this on the show too. Like, this is a nice place for misfits if you feel like you don't quite fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a big shot, whatever. That God specializes in using misfits.
Yes, he does.
Found this quote from Oswald Chambers. He's like famous for writing My Utmost for His Highest, among mm-hmm. other things. But he actually said, all through history, God has chosen and used nobodies because their unusual dependence on him made possible the unique display of his power and grace. And then I like this next line. Because
mm-hmm.
Sometimes he uses big shots. We can't say he never does.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what he says. He chose and used somebodies only when they renounced dependence on their natural abilities and resources.
Wow.
So only when they got humble.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, you know, he'll use any of us listening. You might be somebody who's really blessed with stuff. Okay, well, I guess I'm out. I can't. No.
He favors the humble.
And then people who realize, well, that's not my security. None of this stuff is. Like, I'm going to ally myself with the nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
that's us. That's who we are. Quick word here for Fellowship Home Loans. They're the guys we keep telling you about. They sponsor our show, but we actually love them and use them ourselves.
And a lot of listeners are using them now, too.
Yes, and the feedback we're getting is they've really appreciated it, too. They're different, and mm-hmm. it's a great... They know what they're doing. They listen. They actually care about their customers immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Several people have enjoyed their interactions so much that they've asked, can I work for you guys? And they have hired... Wow. People from that. I'm not saying they're going to give you a job if you mm-hmm. want one, but you might. But they could just, it's different. It's a different kind of place. And they're so good at what they do. It's Fellowship Home Loans. Highly recommend. 800-804-SAVE is their phone number. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Either way, it's a great way to contact them. 800-804-SAVE. You know, it's really huge right now. Hypermiling is back. Big time.
I don't know what that is.
It's the thing where you try to get as much fuel efficiency as you can out of your vehicle. Electric vehicles and gas vehicles. Like,
okay.
I'm going to get the best possible gas mileage or whatever.
Okay.
So you have to go really, really slow.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Wall Street Journal had an article about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying it's really, really big now.
Mm-hmm.
People going 25 and a 45, or they're going 45 and a...
Ooh.
I know. They mentioned that in the article.
My response.
They're like, well, here's a great thing that's going on. And also, there's some people, apparently.
Yes, other responses and reactions.
A little bit frustrated by the hypermilers. Check this out. For Valentine's Day, here's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like this idea. They're doing gingerbread houses for Valentine's Day. It's not a thing. Like,
that's
stores
very
are
very fun.
I think it's a good
That's
idea.
It's very fun, yeah. And all, like the kids, everybody can take part in it.
Yeah, I guess something.
Mm-hmm.
We did gingerbread houses with our neighbors.
Oh, that's right, for Christmas, right? Was it a contest?
Yeah, we divided up men and women.
Yeah, yeah.
Just with our neighbors. And mm-hmm. then the ladies made this really sweet little neighborhood.
Oh, Brant.
And we made the giant Mount Doom.
Why?
We tried to start making a lighthouse, and we're like, wait, this is looking like Mount Doom. And then we made all of it, and I think we won. We voted that we won.
Of course.
It turned out the vote turned out 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt
that your gingerbread Mount Doom.
Anyway, what can you make Lord of the Rings themed for Valentine's Day? This is so not cool. I'm getting smoked.
Oh,
on the Bible memory app.
Yeah, yeah.
I was motoring up the ranks.
I remember, yes. What happened?
I forgot to do it for a few days.
And you dropped in the rankings.
Yeah, the problem is I can see all the people who go, I can see the names.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very frustrating.
Yeah, sure.
So I just want you to know Luke Lightfoot, Rachel. Some people don't put their last names.
Of course.
Why? Annie,
mm-hmm.
Ida.
Yeah.
Kana Marie,
mm-hmm.
Carissa,
you're coming for him.
I'm coming for you.
When he memorizes these scriptures, boy, oh boy.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do the Sermon on the Mount, and then you guys are going to be like, where'd he go? He's so far up the ratings.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.